Begin the current daf, Masechtas Me'ila daf Yud Beis. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing exactly the last case of the previous Mishnah, which is the theme of these Mishnahs of this Perek regarding Loi Nenem Loi Mailin. The last case mentioned, the previous Mishnah, was regarding Tyrin Shlehigiyaz Manan, regarding turtle doves and young pigeons. Turtle doves have a minimum age, and young pigeons have a maximum age. So if the turtle doves didn't yet reach the age which they could be brought as a carbon, or the young pigeons already passed their age, so one cannot have benefit from it, because ultimately it was sanctified, but there's no halacha me'ila, because it's not valid as a carbon. On that same halacha continues our Mishnah. Reb Shimon, he disagrees with one of them. Says Tyrin Shlehigiyaz Manan, regarding the turtle doves that didn't yet reach their age, Ma'ilam, and there is going to be a halacha of Me'ila, and the reason for that is because ultimately it is fit to be brought out as a carbon when they're going to get a little bit older, so therefore it's still something designated for the Beis HaMikdash and valid, hence the laws of Me'ila, although right now it cannot be brought as a carbon. Whereas B'nei Yoinash of Zman, yeah, young pigeon that already passed its age, and there he agrees that you can't have benefit from it, but there's not going to be a halacha of Me'ila because you're not taking anything away. It's not valid for Kachasha. So the Gemara now asks, regarding these two opinions from our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, Bishlam Rib Shimon. We understand Rib Shimon that says one is going to be liable for Me'ila with the Shalahigiyaz Manan that didn't yet reach its age, where Kediktani Taima, like we learned his opinion mentioned in Perek Yosef Ezebenai, Mesech Teschulin, Shahayi Rib Shimon. Rib Shimon said regarding the following halacha, if someone slaughters the mother and the child on the same day, the Torah says that that's forbidden to be done. Now, additionally, that halacha was said in regards to the context of kachim. And additionally, he talks about a case when the mother was slaughtered, and then the child, which is forbidden to be slaughtered on the same day, was slaughtered, this kachim, b'chutz, out of the azar, which is forbidden to be slaughtered. So Reb Shimon says that there's going to be a negative prohibition on the slaughtering of the second animal, meaning the child, that it was slaughtered out of the azar, but there's not going to be a penalty of karas. Why? Because Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon Eimer, he said the following halacha, anything which is fit at a later point in time, like this case, which the child is fit to be slaughtered tomorrow, you just can't slaughter it the same day as the parent, and yet it was still sanctified within the time. Like here, where it was slaughtered before you could slaughter it, because you can't slaughter it today. And not only that, it was slaughtered out of the azar, which is also forbidden. So it says, Reb Shimon, Rehu Beloisa, says, so one is going to violate the negative prohibition of slaughtering b'chutz, although shchita shen erulish mashchita is not considered slaughtering, it is considered slaughtering, because it is roi. What do you mean it's roi? It's not roi. Yeah, it's roi because it would be fit tomorrow, but Ve'im Be'karis, he holds that although generally the halacha is that one gets karis for slaughtering out of the azara, here since ultimately you can't really, it's not really acceptable inside the azara today, because it's Yisuf Ezbenai, so... And the Israel of Ezbenai equally applies to Kachim. So there was not going to be covers, but there will be a negative prohibition because ultimately it's fit tomorrow. So therefore, says the Gemara, we can understand the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the turtle doves too, although yet it's not the age of when they could be sacrificed, but since it will be fit at a later point in time, so right now also we say it's considered the halacha of a viability to have the halacha of Me'ila. So we understand Reb Shimon. But El Rabban in the Tanakhama from the previous Mishnah who said that you now have benefit, but there is no halacha me'ilam. Ma'ishna me'mechus zman. Why is it any different than the halacha by an animal carbon, which is not yet the age of being able to be brought, which is at 8 days old? The halacha tells us that if, let's say, an animal before 8 days old went into the pen to be tithed, as the Gemara says in Masechet Zecharias, Daf Nun Vav Min Aleph, that a mechus zman, if it's not yet 8 days old, it could go into the pen for the 10 animals, for the 10th one to be tithed. And the reason why is because you learn that gzeir shav ma'avar avar from Bechir. Just like a Bechir is sanctified before its time, you can bring it as a carbon, because it actually becomes sanctified from the womb, so too, another animal, like Meiser, could also be, even though it's lacking its time, it's not 8 days old yet, it can be sanctified before its time, and yeah, only sacrificed when it's 8 days old. But therefore, as the Gemara here also by the turtle doves, it should be sanctified before its time, and have Me'ila, just like a behemoth that's Mechus Zman. So Amri, they said, no, you can't compare Mechus Zman of an animal to Mechus Zman of a bird carbon. Why? The reason is because by Mechus Zman, when it's not yet 8 days old by an animal, the reason why there it's sanctified is midi to have a balmum. Because we could compare it to the halachas of an animal that's a carbon that's blemished. The bar pidgin, where that's the type of an animal that could be redeemed. So since it's considered significant that it has a sanctity when it's a blemished animal, that we say it's sanctified to the extent of that you have to go and redeem it, so then we could apply the same logic to when it's Mechus Zman. And say that, okay, here also, although it's not something that's viable, like just like a Balmum, but we still consider it having a sanctity, like we find by a behemoth of redemption. Avalhani oifis, but by the bird kabanas, you can't say that migui. Why? Kimin de ein mum paisel ba'ifais, blemishes don't invalidate by bird kabanas. So it's like a lesser severity factor. There's no halachas of being unblemished or gendered by bird kabanas. And kiven de ein mum paisel ba'ifais, so since blemishes don't invalidate by bird kabanas, so ein loifis pidyon, that means to say that birds also don't have the halachas of when it's blemished to go ahead and redeem it. So therefore, it doesn't have a sanctity in regards to the laws of blemishes. So too, meaning it say blemishes don't invalidate, but therefore also we're not going to say that we ever find the context of when it's invalid and still going to have a sanctity to say that by mechusas man ba'if, it should have a sanctity. By behemoth, you find that even though it's invalid, we find that it has a sanctity in the context of balmum. It's not valid, but it has a sanctity, as you find it has to be blemished. But you don't find a pretext by the halachas of aifis, because blemishes don't invalidate, so therefore it doesn't have the halachas of redemption. So therefore you don't find such a pretext, and therefore we don't have that halacha, and therefore mechusas man, which is something that's invalid, we don't find that you could say that it's going to have a sanctity by a bird carbon, and that's why it's different than mechusas man by behema. Now the Gemara continues with the following halacha that would relate back to halacha of our Mishnah. Amar ula amar b'yichem. It says, kachim shemesu, regarding kachim, sanctified animals that died. So yatsimi de me'ilah dvater. So biblically, it doesn't have the halacha of me'ilah anymore because it's not called kachi Hashem, because it's not fit for Hashem. And it doesn't even have a monetary sanctity, because what are you going to do? The dead carbon, you're going to sell it? What are you going to sell it for? It's an avela, no one could eat it. To feed it to the dogs? That we don't do to kachi Hashem, and therefore it's not fit for Hashem. It's not fit if as a physical sanctity, it's not fit as a monetary sanctity, and therefore it has no monetary value to kachi Hashem, and therefore there's no halachas of me'ilah biblically. Now, yasav ula v'kamala shmaita. So ula was sitting, saying over this teaching that he had said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and Omli Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said to him, "Man shamalach ul Rabbi Yechanan Rabba. Who's going to listen to you and your teacher, Rabbi Yechanan? How could this be? Where did the sanctity go? What do you mean? This was a sanctified animal, had me'ilah. Suddenly it's dead, there's no more me'ilah. Where did the sanctity go? How could it not be me'ilah anymore?" So he said to Rav Chizda, "Tikshemas Nitin. Then you could ask the halacha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Tyrin Shlehigi is manon, regarding a turtle dove that didn't yet reach its age. Or Vene Yenishav is manon, or if the pigeon already passed its age, we said in the previous Mishnah, like the Tanakama, Loinenim loy moilin. So there's no, you're not allowed to benefit from it, but there's no halach of me'ilah. So Hachanami Nema. Here you should say the same logic that you're asking. Kedusha Shebehen, the sanctity that was in the pigeon, Lehechen Halcha, where did it go? Rather, obviously, from the halach of the Mishnah, you see, you don't say such a svara, oh, where did the sanctity go? It's dead, and it has no viability, no utility, so it's not halacha me'ilah. So therefore also, the halacha I'm saying over Rabbi Yechanan, we're going to cut him shemesu, it will have the same halacha that now, biblically, it's not going to have halacha of me'ilah anymore. Aval is the girsa. Medinalach. But says Ula, to Rav Chizda, what I do agree to you, even though I'm saying that biblically, there's not going to have halacha of me'ilah anymore, but I agree, the ikka me'ilah medraban. That rabbinically, the kachim that died, and so to even with the halacha of our mission regarding turtle doves that didn't yet reach its age, that it rabbinically will have the laws of me'ilah, meaning someone will have to pay the principal back to Hekdesh. Now, the kashli, with his different gersois, how to interpret this, but the question that's being asked is on the case of specifically of the tyrant, of the turtle doves, which the question is, according to Rav Chizda, which it sounds like that he holds that there is going to be a sanctity in these, that as we're saying, rabbinically, there's going to be a sanctity in these turtle doves, even though it didn't yet reach its time. Meaning we said for the pigeons that the question was, oh, where did the sanctity go? So he said, yeah, just we see that you don't ask that question, that where did it go? Just like we're comparing to the shalach of kachim shemesu. So that's fine. We can understand that it loses sanctity. It's not going to have a biblical me'ilah, it'll have a rabbinic me'ilah. But vakashli, what bothers me is the other case, regarding that of tyrant, the turtle doves. Is it possible to have something that initially didn't have any halacha mila whatsoever? Turtle dove, if it didn't yet reach its age, it never became kachi Hashem. But at the end, it's going to have a rabbinic mi'ilah when someone is going ahead and benefiting from it. You're saying that, oh, loy nanan, but there's going to be, although v'loy ma'ilin, that's biblical, but rabbinically, it's going to have mi'ilah. So it says, I could understand something that initially had a biblical mi'ilah, like the case you're discussing. He says to Ula that kachim shemesu, regarding kachim that died. Okay, so although it's dead, so therefore you're saying biblically it doesn't have me'ilah anymore. And as you're proving your point from the Mishnah, we don't say where did the sanctity go. It's not here anymore. But you're saying rabbinically it's going to have me'ilah. Fine, I understand it. But regarding the case of the Mishnah, the turtle does, which at the time that it was sanctified, it didn't have any me'ilah, any biblical me'ilah, because it's not never yet became fit to be kachi Hashem. So how could you say that, oh, but for the halachas of the Mishnah, although there's no me'ilah like the case you're discussing, but it's going to be a rabbinic me'ilah. How you can have rabbinic me'ilah at the end when it never even started off with any me'ilah in the first place? That's the question that was posed. Shemur says, Veloy, well, it's not possible to have something that initially doesn't have me'ilah, but rabbinically at the end we're going to say it has me'ilah. But vikatam, you have the halacha of the blood of a carbon. Dimi, kari, in the beginning, right away when the animal is slaughtered, before the blood is thrown, the halacha is that lespa me'ilah. The blood does not have a lach of me'ilah, because as we proved in the previous daf, three different interpretations, no me'ilah by blood. And yet, it will be safest by me'ilah. Subsequently, at the end, it does have me'ilah, rabbinically. It's not like we learned the Mishnah on the previous daf in Yudalf and Manalf. The Mishnah said, dam betchila im boilin boy. Blood in the beginning doesn't have any me'ilah. Yotl nachl kidron boilin boy. When it goes out to the Kidron Valley, then it has rabbinic me'ilah. So you see such a concept. So what's the whole difficulty with the halacha of Torin Shle Gizman? Some of them said, no, that's not going to answer the question. Hasam nami ikam me'ilah mikar. No, it's not true. By blood, actually, it initially does have me'ilah. Although we said that it doesn't. But as the Gemara continues to base, because Damarav, there is a context that initially the blood does have me'ilah. In the case of Hamakas dam l'behemes kadoshim, and the practice was for bloodletting, that the blood shouldn't congeal and create problems with circulatory system. If someone lets the blood, to release some blood from the animal that's a kadoshim, that blood that was let, it's forbidden to have benefit, and there's a lach of me'ilah on it. Why? Because when did we say it's the blood that was for the zrikas adam? That blood, from three different interpretations, we say it doesn't have me'ilah. But this blood that was for the bloodletting is not fit for the zrikas adam. It's not after the animal slaughtered and then you're taking the blood and throwing it in the mizbeach. That's considered like the animal itself. And just like the animal itself has me'ilah, so too is the blood. So since that we find by blood there is on some case biblical me'ilah, so therefore even now we could say rabbinically after it goes up to the Kidron Valley that there's going to have rabbinic me'ilah. But that still doesn't answer our question regarding the turtle doves, which never had any me'ilah in any context. That was the question that was bothering me. Why over there, how would we say that it's going to have rabbinic me'ilah when it doesn't have any me'ilah context whatsoever in the beginning? Now Gufo, the Gemara goes now to explain this teaching that we just quoted in regards to saying why our question was still difficult. Amrav Huna Marav. He says, Hamakas dam l'behemes kadoshim. If someone does bloodletting on a sanctified animal, asabah no umayilim bay, that blood is forbidden to have benefit from it, and there's halacha of me'ilah on that blood. However, Masr Rav Nun, he asked from the coming Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chaliva mukdashin, the milk of a sanctified animal, meaning a carbon, ubei tyran, or the eggs of a turtle dove, which is also a type of bird carbon, loy nanin, v'loy mailin. You don't have benefit from it, ultimately it's coming from a sanctified source, but there is no halacha of me'ilah from it. Meaning to say that you don't say that the derivative from the carbon, like the liquid that comes from it, is to be like the animal itself. Say also, we should say the same thing by the bloodletting. Why is the halacha me'ilah? Why is it any different than milk or the eggs, liquids that come out of the carbon itself? So Amalei, so he said to him, Ki kamrina, when did we say our teaching was like avidam, regarding blood? An animal cannot survive without blood. Like the pasuk says, dam hua nefesh, the life blood is the life. So therefore we say it's like the body of the animal itself, and therefore when you do bloodletting, there's going to be halacha me'ilah. Avochalov, but regarding the coming mission regarding milk, the kamakaima b'lechalov, the animal could survive without milk. So like there we don't say this halacha, and therefore there's not going to be halacha me'il over there. However, the Gemara continues asking, Mazar Rav Misharshi, that's from the following brisa. Hazevel, the fertilizer of aferish, and the waste matter, which comes out of a kachim animal, shabachatze, which is in the courtyard of the hektish, which truth is it would be anywhere, just that's the norm where it is, going to be the courtyard of hektish, because that's where they have these animals of karbanas, of kachim. The loch is ein nenen vein meilen. You not have benefit from it, but there is no me'ilah. And the yiplu de melalishka, so what do you do with the sanctified waste matter? You sell it, and the monetary proceeds go to the chamber of the Bedek HaBayis. Now, ask the Gemara, am I, why, based on the svar you just said, an animal cannot survive without waste matter. It has to at least have some waste matter in its intestines, and therefore it should be like the body itself, and therefore there should be me'ilah, just like the logic is saying for dam, that the animal cannot survive with it, and therefore there's me'ilah. So too over here, why are we saying there's no me'ilah? So I mean, they said, no, you can't compare blood to the waste matter. Because Ma'iri, what are you saying? Hadain perish, this waste matter, dimin alma kostila. It comes from external into the animal because of the food of chulin that the animal ate. So therefore, even if azal hai, even if this waste matter leaves the body totally, asachrinim, so it will get other waste matter when it goes and eats other food. So therefore, that's why we don't consider the waste matter like the body of the animal itself, and therefore there's not going to be halacha me'ilah, because although it needs waste, it doesn't need this waste. Lafugidam, in contrast to blood, migufa, it was that blood, it was born with the animal itself, and therefore it's considered intrinsic to the animal, and therefore there it's going to have the halacha me'ilah to it. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara points out, the Hakatani in this price we just learned regarding the waste matter of the animal, loinanin v'loi moilin, so you're not a benefit from it, but there's no me'ilah, and v'dam of l'lishka, the money goes to the chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, "Maseyel Rabbi Lazar." That supports Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar he says, "Kamokum shem chacham kaddish vein kaddish." Anywhere where the sages said that the halacha is going to be that it's sanctified, but it's not sanctified, like over here, meaning that it's sanctified that you can't benefit from it, but it's not sanctified, meaning that it's not going to have halacha meila. That dumb of yiplu lishka that you see, like in this price, like Rabbi Lazar was saying, that then the monies go to the chamber, meaning although there's no meila, but ultimately the monies go to the chamber and it's used by the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme as we quoted this Mishnah just before of Leinenim Leimoylin. Says the Mishnah, Chalev HaMukdashim, the milk of a sanctified animal, Ubei Tyrant, or the eggs, which similar derivative from an animal, of a bird, of the turtle dove, all the eggs, Leinenim Leimoylin. So you now have benefit from it, ultimately it's sanctified, but there's no halacha me'ila. Says the Mishnah, Bementvim, when do we say this halacha is Bekachim is Beach, is by an animal that was sanctified to be a carbon on the altar. And since the milk and the eggs are not fit to be brought to the carbon of the Mizbeach, so therefore there is no halacha of me'ilah of kachay Mizbeach on those derivatives. Kachay but the gabai is, but if let's say these animals, this bird, was sanctified for the temple treasury upkeep, so since they have what's called a monetary sanctity, so all these derivatives are fit for the bed, the gabai is for the temple upkeep for monetary purposes, so there, even if hikdash tanagalis, if someone sanctifies a chicken, ma'ilim ba'o be'beitzasa, the me'ilah is going to be in the chicken and in the hen and in the egg that comes out of it. And so to chamayr, if someone sanctifies a donkey, ma'ilim ba'o be'chalba, the me'ilah is going to be in the donkey and in the milk that comes out of it. Mean to say, because the me'ilah will apply to the eggs, to the milk, because those all have monetary sanctity. And the Gemara asks, inferentially from the wording of the Mishnah made it sound like, oh, when do you say that there's not going to be me'ila? Is by kachay mizbeach. But by kachay b'digabayis, oh, monetary sanctity, then we'll have me'ila on the eggs and the milk. So I asked the Gemara, but elagab mizbeach, but it sounds like, but regarding the altar, ki akdash hakadushas damim, if you sanctify these things, a monetary sanctity, sounds like loyas b'me'ila, that there's not going to be me'ila on it. Because the wording of b'med m'murim, that there's not going to be me'ila, when do we say is no me'ila? By kachay mizbeach, things that are sanctified for the altar. But kachay b'digabayis is, oh, there doesn't mean me'ila. But it sounds like if someone sanctifies an animal or bird for the mizbeach, meaning not to sacrifice it itself, but to purchase things from selling them for things that would be then be sacrificed in mizbeach, sounds like then there wouldn't be me'ila on the milk or the eggs. Why wouldn't there be me'ila? It has a monetary sanctity. Who cares that you're using it for the purposes of the altar versus b'digabayis? Monetary sanctity should take effect on the eggs and the milk. So my puppy says, you're right, Chsur Mechsur B'Hachitani, that word's missing from the Mishnah, this is what it should say. But Medvamum, when did we say that there's not going to be me'ila on the eggs and the milk? Is Kishikdish Kedushas Haguf L'Gam Mizbeach. Is when you sanctify these, the animal or the turtle doves, a physical sanctity for the altar. Then its derivatives, which don't have physical sanctity, are not going to have the lachas of me'ila. What if you sanctify them a monetary sanctity for the ultimate purpose of then sacrificing whatever you're getting from the derivatives for the altar? Then yeah, then it's made like it was sanctified for the purposes of the Beit Gabayis. And therefore, if one sanctifies even a hen, he's going to have me'ila in it and its eggs, and a donkey, even if it's for kachim mizbech, but it was a kedushas damim, monetary sanctity applies to all these different things. To then buy stuff, flour, whatever you want to use for the mizbeach, there's going to be me'ila in it and the milk. Yeah, it's not just for kachay b'digabayis, it's even for kachay mizbeach. It's just saying that when it's a monetary sanctity, it's like when you do it for b'digabayis, which generally the halachas of kedushas damim, of monetary sanctity.